passed the spam under the table to the family dog all those years were crazy. That's the conclusion of many kitchen chefs today in preparing spam meals.
Well, it just wasn't done right then. You can't just take a pound of hamburger and throw it on the plate and say lunch is served. You have to do something with it to get creative. This is where the true artistry of the cook comes through.
That's Rochester's Doug Sick. He and Chris Harvey and David Prophet, all related through marriage, stage a spam fest of their own each year in the Adirondack Mountains area. Spambalaya, jambalaya, Spamish rice, Spam McMuffins, and Spam chiladas have all graced menus of the past. David Prophet.
We're just spamming the globe, trying to get the best we can get out of it. Spam used to be a forced taste, where now it's become an acquired taste, like a good bottle of scotch. A lot of us grew up with it. We do it now as not as a joke, but I guess as tradition. There you go.
The Hormel Foods Corporation is doing something right with annual sales of over $3 billion. In the U.S. today, 3.8 cans of their Spam are eaten every second, and over 5 billion cans has been produced since it went on sale in 1937. And no matter how many times they tell you Spam contains no fillers, cereals, or meat byproducts, just 100% pure pork shoulder and ham, many people just can't handle the look of the stuff. Chris Harvey.
We've gotten to the point where three of our wives weren't really into it, and they said they'd never taste it, and now they're regular tasters of different dishes because they couldn't get past a look. They thought we were crazy, and now they partake. They help us cook them. They help us think them up. You know, your cookbook's your limit because you can replace it for anything.
The ultimate test, getting the kids to eat it. No problem, says Doug Sick.
For instance, the Italian dish Spam Parmesan, most of the adults didn't get a piece because the kids ripped it off us. Instead of using veal, you use Spam. Bake it, cheese, red sauce, oh, wonderful.
One of their favorite dishes now is Spam Cocktail, We just cube the Spam and fry it up quick, and then they dip it in your seafood cocktail sauce
with a
toothpick, and they find that great. It's a great mid-afternoon treat. And
good for them.
You people don't work for the Hormel company.
No, we do not.
I wish.
No.
We've made the contacts.
Perhaps Spam got a bad rap during World War II, when soldiers were forced to eat so much of it, and out on the march, the camp cook could embellish Spam dishes only so far. The ham that didn't pass its physical, the joke went. Today's Spam chefs will give just about any dream a try, like smoked Spammin'. Even Spam sushi and Spam beer. Each year, around 70 state and regional fairs across the country sponsor Best of Spam competitions, awarding cash prizes based on taste appeal, appearance, and originality.
So he went out and bought a pig cookie cutter, cut out the Spam with the pig cookie cutter, put popsicle sticks in them,
mm-hmm.
melted chocolate over the top and froze them, and we had spudgicles. Now, they were pretty nasty.
Yeah.
They were pretty nasty. Not something I would recommend.
I have to say, it was the worst thing I ever put in my mouth. Other than the spudgicles, I think we've been all right. I think we found that the secret is to actually put heat to this stuff. Any time we put heat to it, we've come out all right.
Benefiting Food Link of Rochester, the Rose and Crown Tavern accepted over 30 Spam dishes this year, with the winner, Spam Spring Rolls.